Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's an all-you-can-eat spoiler cast for Amazon's Fallout series. I'm going to host Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
And Tony Korkanakis.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners and viewers. Now, you'll notice Corey's not on this podcast because this is a spoiler cast. And guess what? Corey hasn't finished the show yet. So if you have not finished Fallout, you should, without a doubt. It's fantastic. It's a great series. We've talked about it on the podcast, spoiler-free on that podcast, so go check out those episodes previously. But this will be talked, like, we'll spoil things. Not, you know, we're just going to talk about the show, what we loved and everything. So that's your final warning, okay? That's it. Here we go, guys. So this is the Fallout spoiler cast, guys. We've talked about this show on the podcast. This is just a phenomenal show for me. Like, I just, like... I can rewatch it. Like, I just, like, I'm going to put it on. Like, and it's crazy to think that. I don't know what it is about it. Maybe it's the video game tie-in aspect for me. I just was so into it. So into it. I don't know. It's like number one show for me right now of the year. And, there's a lot still coming, but it's a great start, right?
Phenomenal start. I mean, I've been a fan of Fallout since, the first one. My best friend was over and we were talking about it because he's the one that introduced it to me because he was the only person I knew that had a PC for gaming back in the day. Again, back in the mid-90s or so.
Yeah.
And there were just so many isometric games because that's how Fallout started.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't like the graphics were particularly impressive. It's not like they're bad, but, like, you played those games for the story and the character building and just the different pathing that you could do with how you wanted to, respond to people. It was not just, hey, this game's going to play out the exact same way no matter how many times you play it.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing this come to, the small screen in a big way.
Yeah.
Had me with reservations.
Same here.
We joked about it even on this podcast. But as we got closer and closer and started seeing more trailers and more footage, I was like, this looks good. And honestly, I'm blown away. It surpassed all my expectations, and I have very few criticisms of it. Like, just to be able to tell my, preteen self, like, hey, you're going to watch a Fallout show one day, and it's going to be the biggest deal in America.
Yeah. That's the thing. It is. People are talking about it like crazy. It's in the news. I hate to bring up Game of Thrones, but this is like Game of Thrones status. Yeah, like, absolutely. it's in the media everywhere. It's like, I remember Battlestar Galactica and how big that was back when it was airing on TV. Celebrities were talking about the show, who's the next Cylon. And like, the only thing about this show that I feel may have hurt it was the launch of all episodes at one time. Mm-hmm. It was great for us, but yeah. I mean, Mike, what do you think? Fantastic. You don't even watch a lot of shows, so this is huge.
I might actually be a little lower on it than you guys. I liked it a lot. I think that this is my second favorite show, even though there's a show that's not even done yet of the two shows I've watched this year, but I still like it. I came into the Fallout series of Fallout 3, 3-4 New Vegas, but I've been a big fan of that, and I was very skeptical of this coming in. I think actually, if we go back to my bold predictions for the year, I think I said this would be terrible. And it's not. It's way better than I expected. And I'm most impressed really by them capturing the visual style and the humor, sort of. That's what I was most worried about. Although it is a bit cleaner than the games are in general, like visually, a little bit. But I'm not upset about it, really. So, we can get into it a little deeper, general, I really liked it.
Yeah, so let's do that. We're not going to go episode to episode here, folks. We're just going to talk about the series and the characters that we loved and scenes. Just talking about the main protagonist. There's a few, but Lucy was a phenomenal character to bring us on this journey, essentially, of the game. Like, her growth as a character throughout it was just awesome because it felt like the player, right? I mean, I attached to it so well. Yeah.
They nailed it.
Did. They nailed it. Go on.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, because, like, the whole shtick of Fallout games, and I hope this isn't a spoiler alert for people who haven't played games but watched the show, But this is how almost all of them begin, where it's like, hey, you're a vault dweller and your whole world gets turned upside down very quickly. Everything that you thought you knew about life, about the world, about people, just gets totally fucking thrown out the window, lit on fire, et cetera, et cetera. Most characters, you know, NPCs don't adapt very well, and your character is kind of forced to do that. And I really feel that Lucy encapsulates that because, and you can see that through the episodes where she tries to be like her upbeat, positive, cheery self, even to complete strangers in the wasteland. And then by the end of the series, you're just like kind of done with it. Right. And I don't know if you guys have seen the memes online where it's like showing a picture of her happy in a clean vault dweller suit. And it's like first day of work versus like a year in the job. And like, she's like bleeding, like disheveled, like dirty, like has half of the wastelander gear on. Yeah. Yep. So it's just like, that's pretty much it.
That's exactly what reminded me of the game. And, and then it's just like, but like her base character is still the same. Like, that's what I love about the character. It's like still there. She didn't like lose herself as the vault, like a vault dweller, but it's still, it's also still early in the show. There's more series, but go on, Mike, go on.
I am a little worried about the way this wrapped up. Actually, if something happened in the end, we might go into the ending specifically later, but if something happened a little differently, I would think they totally broke her. I don't want her to ever really be totally broken. I still want her to be her. No, she was a lot of fun, especially early on. You know, you get this sort of awkward, happy-go-lucky like character that tracks with how she grew up in the vault, and or maybe not all in the vaults.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, you know, she clearly, there was some big reveals in the show for her character that kind of made her, I guess, kind of what she is, who she is. And, you know, I don't know. I just loved her growth throughout the whole thing. I thought it was great. Maximus is another character that was in the show, obviously. And that was Brotherhood of Steel. I almost said Brothers of Steel. I said saying Brothers of Steel, and I'm like, why? That's not it. Brotherhood of Steel, which he was part of. Now, his character was weird for me. Like, I just always felt he was just awkward. But that's the idea of the character, I guess. He's supposed to be like a kid, basically. Not really completely innocent in terms of, like, just he's programmed, right? I mean, that's really what we got.
I don't know. It's hard to gauge his age because the actor is my age. He's not young. But obviously we see his backstory of him being a kid, and I can't really tell how old he is.
Mentally a kid. That's what I'm saying. Like, just mentally he's developed.
I guess the Brotherhood of Steel and his storyline is probably my least favorite depiction in the show. I mean, I love the way the power armor looked, but
oh God, that looks so good.
A weird sort of like, very religious, like, tilt on the Brotherhood of Steel. Like, I know that the one that we got in Fallout 3 is, like, the best, like, branch of the Brotherhood of Steel. They're not really like that normally. But that's what I know. I know them a little bit, like, the rougher edges in Fallout 4 and stuff like that of the Brotherhood of Steel. But this one was weird. And I didn't really love Maximus until later in the series where he actually, his sort of awkwardness was played more comedically. Like when he's in the other vaults, like being lazy, like I'm like, oh, this is fun. I like this version of Maximus because I don't know. He was just kind of off-putting to me most of the time
Stop you guys. Let's just clear the air here. The Brotherhood is a cult.
Yes.
That's the analogy here.
Yes, I never understood what Mike said. Yes, it's a cult. It's a religious zealot.
They indoctrinate people. Yeah. They take the kids and they fucking turn them into soldiers. So that's why Maximus might seem childlike because they don't teach them a lot of that stuff, right? It's not like Lucy where they're like, oh, well, you know, we still want to teach them about reproduction and sex and stuff like that. It's, you know, they only need to know what they want them to know. So that's where Maximus's upbringing, takes into account.
All of them.
I think it's right or wrong. I'm not saying it's a good depiction, but I'm just saying it's understandable. And I know you guys may have only had the impact of the Fallout 3 and Fallout 4, but like, they're scumbags. They're absolute pieces of shit. That
they program. I said they programmed the kids.
No, I understand.
Not every branch is, though, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like saying not all cops are bad.
Okay.
There's some good apples
anyways,
out there.
Anyways, I loved the gags you can have with this show. This is where we had a cameo from, what's his name, the actor, the comedian that was...
Fred Armisen?
Titus. Yeah, Titus.
Oh, no, you're talking about Michael Rapaport?
Michael Rapaport, yeah, thank you. As Titus, I thought that was actually funny because I just felt like it was good. People didn't like that. I thought it was fine. But I loved, you know what I loved about Maximus' side of things was the carrying the useless sack of full of stuff, to, like the over-encumbered aspect of the game came into play with the massive amount of
basically the equipment. Golf bag of
yeah
shit.
I mean yeah. I loved it, like there was a play on the game and I just love that little bit that they threw in there for it. I don't know, I love the power armor, the way it looked. I loved I thought that the characters from that, not Maximus himself, like I'm kind of undecided how I like that character, but I think that's the point of it. I think you're not supposed to kind of know
do we think he put that razor in his friend's boot or his friend?
They admitted
doing it.
Yeah, but was that just taking the fall for him?
No. It's not like they didn't. They were nervous. They said they didn't want to go out. They were nervous for it.
Are you sure though that wasn't like, just covering for him?
Yeah, but that wasn't in front of anybody else. They were saying it to Maximus.
Because it seemed weird when it was like
they admitted to
oh,
him.
Oh, I'm so directly. Yeah. Well,
not to the yeah, not to the not to the religious zealots.
No, I know, but it's just sort of repeating what the official story was. I don't know. I thought it was still left a little unclear.
Like, look, I don't think the way I got the character Maximus is he's not necessarily going to go out for, like, he's not going to do that kind of thing, but he's not going to necessarily help you if it's not in his best interest. That's what I got from the character. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like in love with Lucy, obviously, that's the little story they're building for that. But that aspect of things, like, so he wanted to rescue her no matter what, but everybody else was a byproduct, you know, and that's it. Like, it didn't matter to him. And that might be the indoctrination of it. What that's kind of like the brotherhood kind of thing. Like, your mission.
Because
your
the
mission.
Whole part is, you know, every person and every protagonist we see in the series is about how they survive, right? And that's how Maximus learned how to survive, is he needed to adapt to the situations that are put in front of him or that he's forced into, right? And his odds of survival, right? And so the thing that I thought was interesting before we knew who had done the razor, the trap in the boot, right? I was like, oh, maybe he did kind of do it, right? Kind of out of jealousy and envy and, you know, what about that? But then as we quickly saw, right? And he experienced that being a squire is not all it's cracked up to be. You're just basically a punching bag for a dude in power suit armor that can literally just fucking kill you, you know, and have no repercussions at all about that, right? And we saw, you know, with that, the yoga in the cave, right, where, the knight Titus is like, you piece of shit, you motherfucker, like, get me that fucking stim pack. He's like, I don't have to, man. Like,
that's the thing. Like, he's not going to go out of his way to help you. That's what I got from the character the whole time.
Well, it's not necessarily out of the way to help him. It was better for him to let that guy die. That was his survival. Like, he had better odds. I'm just letting that dude fucking die and taking his power armor because, you know, now he's on his own and has power armor. And he's just, you know.
We didn't see that guy die on screen. You think he's going to come back surprisingly
no,
somewhere?
No, he's fucking dead. He's
that bear got him.
Something got him. If it wasn't him, good. If he didn't bleed out there, something else got him. He's dead. There's no way.
I don't know. Off screen. I don't know.
If they did that, I would think it would be very fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah. There's some pretty, you know, magical stuff that happens in this show anyway.
No, absolutely. I just don't see the point of that. Like, he already admitted what happened to the elder. The elder doesn't give a shit.
That elder guy was so shaky. I feel like his health was in, like, poor situation every time he talked.
I don't know. But I do know that, so, like, the next character is obviously the ghoul or Coop, you know, Cooper. whatever you want to. Same character here as it gets revealed. I've actually enjoyed this character. My second favorite. I think Lucy's my favorite character, but this is my second favorite character without a doubt. The show, and just because of the Western style aspect, I just love that. It works great. I thought he was great as the ghoul. I thought he was great as the actor, which turns out to bring a lot of fallout stuff into the. He kind of made the thumbs up, right? That was his thing.
He becomes sort of like the representation of like the entire world almost, you know. He was there before the bombs dropped as like the normal guy, and we see the flashbacks, which normally in something like this I'd be like, oh, flashbacks, but I was really way into all of his flashbacks.
No, I was too,
because it explains, you know, you see even before the bombs drop, he goes from sort of the happy-go-lucky, like retro futuristic American, like all American dude who just does what his company says and he's happy about it, and then he starts to get skeptical, then he starts to get a little paranoid and angry, and then the bombs drop, and he's in a bad place already at that point.
We don't have that fill-in yet, so we'll get more of that as we go.
No, and obviously there's some more mystery to go for, like, what exactly happens when that happens, since apparently he's still looking for his family, who is somehow alive, he thinks, 200-plus years in the future. Wow. But, so it'll be very interesting to see how that goes. I was waiting for him to sort of grow a little more conscience back earlier than, like, I don't even know if he ever really did either. The closest thing would be, I guess, having him tell Lucy to tag along with him in the end just to, like, see what's up. But I was a little surprised because I expected him to sort of break good earlier than he did.
Yeah. No,
he just kept doing like shitty thing after shitty thing. It's like, I was like, I want to root for this guy, but like, he's really like an asshole.
He's a bad guy. And like, honestly, I appreciate that in a character. Cause like, I'm not saying he's a flat out villain, right? I'd say like, he's probably the fallen hero type.
Yeah. Right? That's because what I got from it. Yeah.
You could see from even like his first, one of the first scenes where it's him as the actor and he's like hesitant on shooting that dude that's in the movie, right? That's on the ground. And he's like,
don't really. He had a problem with it. Yeah, he had a problem.
Just fucking shoot the guy in the head, right? And he's like, And then you flash forward to the future and he's just like mowing down people left and right, like outright murdering some, like, you know, without the like, oh, hey, did you have pie recently or whatever? I was like,
before I forgot. Yeah, before I forget, I do love that sequence with him about like when he's with going to find at that family's house. Or was it the family's house?
That was like, the roughest one.
Where he asked them, like, well, no. Was it like, was he a coward? He said, was he a coward? Like, or was he not? Because it's like, is he alive? And he's like, well, was he a coward? Meaning, like, was he hiding? I think it was his friend. When his old friend pulled him into that, like the mayor or the president, right? The president of, that's what it was. The president pulled him into that room and they were like interrogating him. He was captured. And he asked him, was your daddy a coward? That's what he asked the guy. Remember the one he said, did you kill everybody in that place? Philly, in Philly. And he's like, I love that line. Like before because I just thought it was so cool. Cause it's like, well, if he wasn't, he's dead. That's basically what he was saying right there. But I love that first sequence for the goal for him, like that big sequence for him. Sorry. First big sequence, but
yeah, I mean, that's the thing is like, and I love how these characters have different strengths because, you know, while like Lucy's has like high charisma, right? And like we talked about, like Maximus having, you know, low intelligence, right? Because and not to any fault of his own, right? That's his upbringing,
indoctrination, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But like the ghoul, like really, you know, he knows how to push people's buttons in the wrong way, and yes. I feel that perfectly captures the game. Because if you ever do like an evil or like sinister playthrough, like you say shit like that to intentionally, like get people provoked, attack you. So you could just kill them, right? Because it's like, whoa. It was in self-defense, right? And he did that in that first town sequence where, like, yeah, he assaulted the doctor, right? But then, you know, everybody, like, when what's-her-name put the bounty on his head, he just started fucking killing anybody that shot at him. He's just like, I don't care. Like, you shoot at me, you're dead, right?
Yeah, no, it was amazing, that sequence. I thought it was crazy. And then, like, that, bringing the dog into the situation, dog meat. What do we think of dog meat in the show with that? Like, so now that story was interesting. I didn't know where we were going with that at first with the scientist I thought he was going to have a bigger role. That was the guy from Lost, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised he made it as long as he did, to be honest.
No, I don't know. I thought he was going to be in it a little longer, I guess, myself. But I guess but with Dog Meat there, Dog Meat was a weird... I thought Dog Meat got killed. And then, obviously, the ghoul, you know...
Yeah, that was, you know, Stimpaks or magic a little, even more than I expected in this show. But whatever. Dog Meat was mostly there just to be, like, a fun reference, I feel like. Wasn't... And to help explain how he could track, you know, the guy's head for so long.
Yeah.
It was fine. Dog Meat, it's cute, I guess. But
we need
a lot more, and I'm sure we will get probably most of it, a lot more explanation about, I guess, the Enclave and what's going on there and why they have this cold fusion thing and how he wants to, why he wanted to escape and how he knew to do it and how that turret missed him so much in the beginning. That was silly. But, yeah, there's a lot of questions with the Enclave, like, and what they're doing. And I think the Enclave shouldn't really even exist at this point, but it does. So
yeah.
That's interesting.
No, it should. This is the farthest.
I thought they were like
Fallout timeline
wiped out. I know. I thought they were like wiped out in something earlier, but maybe that was again regional because there's lots of regional things.
I'm trying to remember,
The New California Republic, was that like what's the? I don't know the Fallout New Vegas.
That's New Vegas. They're basically like Lucy sort of said. She saw the sign. They're basically the people trying to make America again. Basically, they want to recreate the government as it was, as close as they could, and they're the closest things to good guys, I think, in New Vegas. Even though they're a little overzealous and like controlling, but they're, you know, they're basically want to return to the status quo. But they obviously mostly got wiped out in this situation and this show. Again.
Yeah. So let's talk like vaults. You know, we had the main characters, obviously. There's a lot of good side characters in those vaults.
I just want to say, like, I enjoyed the vault sequences and scenes a lot more than I thought they would. Because at the beginning, when like they went back to the brother, and I forget his name off the top of my head, I was like,
I didn't like the brother at first. Yes.
I was like, I don't want to follow this fucking nerd.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're supposed to at first, but obviously he grows on you.
He grows.
So I think they did
some balls, basically.
Yeah.
No, I liked how that, again, their character progression was so well done. Like, it was so well done. Even like we talked about the ghoul, we talked about Lucy, we talked about, you know, her brother. I can't remember his name right now. Usually I was really good with the names, but like, unbelievable. Like, I actually, like, it's just. Crazy. Like, I just love the Vault Society. Like, they capture that so perfectly from what you would think it was with the games. It nails it, you know?
Yeah. And really, like, I appreciate it because in the Fallout games, one of the things I most enjoy about it is finding these vaults, right? And for people who might not have played the games, basically almost every vault is some weird scientific or social experiment where things can be, like, pretty good to, like, pretty bad, right? Where it's like, you want to research cannibalism and how fast people would resort to that in close space. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
or it's like, let's just pump in like LSD gas into certain sections of this vault periodically, see what happens.
Yes.
How they brought that story into it with the companies, by the way, in the show.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. What I appreciated was that we got that angle from the series, right? Because I didn't think we're going to get that moving in because I don't think they really showed much of it. So I appreciate that we had that brother's point of view because we got that mystery of the vault and this is cool. It kept me like being like, you just get a little bit more information as he's like exploring vault, whatever it was, 32 or
31,
whatever it was. Right?
Yeah, 32 is the messed up one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh shit is going on here. Right. Yeah.
We got a little bit of that. Yeah. Go on.
I think it's also funny that was it 32, the one where it looked like they were definitely evil and it turns out they were just kind of weird and recovering from worse shit that happened in the past. It's like, and then you just let them go. It's like, yeah, we're good.
No, 32 was the one where everybody was like dead when they went.
31, 32, and 33 were connected.
They're linked. Like, yeah.
This one was like 5 or something, right? That's
Vault 4, I think it was. But yeah, they had the Cyclops in it. That was weird, but yes. I think that was a weird vault, but they were just being trying to be nice. But that was a funny sequence too with Maximus. Sorry. But yeah, I just like love the vaults sceneries. The music mixed in with it was fantastic. With that, they knew what music to play all the time too, which is great.
Yeah, I was waiting for like the main Fallout theme a little bit. I was from the games. I was like a little disappointed I didn't get it too much, but then when it finally hit, I'm like, oh, there it is. And I think the first time they really play it is when Lucy's checking out, the Black Wards that showed, the NCR and what happened to, what is it called? New Springs? Good Springs? No, I played actual New Vegas. That's wrong. What is the name of the town they blew up?
Tanti or,
whatever
the new
NCR
city,
capital or whatever that got
named.
It's interesting too because now we have like Muldiver or whatever. You're chasing her and everyone is so scared of her and they say she's like a raider, but then it turns out she's just the leader of like the remnants of the NCR. And the only thing that makes that weird is why are all of the people who came in and killed everyone in the vault with her so fucking crazy and clearly raidery? Like, what's up with that?
Because maybe she hired them to go into the vault.
That was my impression that she just hired raiders, because like all those people in that first episode seemed to legitimately be raiders.
So I think that's what happened, because when they went to the city, that little fort they were with, didn't seem like the same people. So
no, and as represented for the flashback that we get, that the NCR situation was almost idyllic, it seemed as if, and people were chilling in a good way mostly. Mm-hmm. And that's not what she brought to the vault. So I don't know if we're really supposed to fully trust everything she said, but I guess we're supposed to trust her more than the father now.
Oh yeah, we know that story. So that's the thing. Like, let's go to that ending and the show. Like, essentially, is like, we get the vault mystery solved with them doing experiments. We get the reason why she kidnapped the father in the beginning. Obviously, he's one of the major ups for the vault tech stuff. And I love that it intertwines so well with the back. The flashbacks. I just love that with Cooper.
You got two major reveals at once there, and the other reveal was what I appreciated the most because it sort of pushes the general Fallout lore forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's been somewhat implied but never really said that here we get, that flashback where you see de-aged what's the actor's name?
I forget the actor. I know you're talking about the father. But
Dune 1, original Dune guy. Kyle MacLachlan, there we go.
Yeah.
DH Kyle MacLachlan, they're talking. But, Cooper not listening because he's lost his, he's in shock because he heard it, that his wife suggested that, Vault-Tec, let's just drop the bombs first. Let's make sure it happens. Pull Tomorrow Never Dies. That's not what she said, but that's what I thought of. so that's crazy because the whole thing is like, who shot first? Well, it was actually Vault-Tec. That's crazy, but I guess it tracks and it makes them the like major villain of the entire universe, basically.
All the corporations were in on it. That's the idea. Like the mega villains, all of it. So
it's still like Vault-Tec.
Vault-Tec's the lead. I get it.
Right?
I think Vault-Tec's the only one that's still around too. So.
Well, we did see my favorite cameo was Mr. House in that flashback sequence.
Where was he? Was he one of the people?
He was one of the people in the yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, go on.
Oh, he's dead because I killed him in New Vegas, but whatever.
Yeah.
Right, he's the major player, one of the major players in the New Vegas campaign because, he's one of the people that's wrestling for control of the city and stuff like that. And with the post credit scene or the last sequence, we'll get to that. But
We're moving on to that soon.
I really appreciate it because it felt rewarding that hey, I'm watching the show not only just to be entertained, but like for a purpose, right? Where
there's more to it.
Yeah, as a Fallout fan, like you're being rewarded as in like, hey, we know you haven't gotten a new game in a while, so here's some content and some lore. Yeah, there's the asterisk there, right?
Yeah. No, I love that. And yeah, the big reveal for the Vault 31 storing all of the higher ups there in like cryo freeze. That was crazy. Interesting.
I didn't see that was crazy myself.
I did not. Yeah.
I expected some kind of fuckery, obviously, right? But like I was like, oh.
That's just it's a storage. It's a storage vault. That's all it is. Yeah. It's crazy.
And that, but yeah, and then that's why they're all the managers. I guess the purpose of Lucy's vault was to just have the managers and then have people reproduce.
That's the reproduction one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was one of the better vaults, remember, that you know his wife kept talking about in the past. But I really want to say that I love
I'm just wondering if that specific vault is the one that was supposed to be the one she was trying to get in. I mean, we don't know that, I guess, but she's probably. I bet she's frozen.
Yeah, we don't know. I have a sinking feeling that we'll find out in season two what happened to their daughter.
If
she's still around. Because I think that would just be the obvious angle to go and introduce drama for the ghoul, character arc and stuff like that. But that's just my guess there. What I really appreciated was the one dude that Cooper hated, I forget his name, the basically president or CEO or whatever, how like the brother goes into, Vault 31, I think it was 31, and like you just see that robot, which is like a brain in a jar attached to a Roomba, basically. Like, I just love that he's like, oh, let me move this out of the way. And it's like, wait, who are you? And it's like, oh, you're the kid. Well, I can't let you leave. And he's like, just stand still. And he like took out like a syringe. Let me
stab him with a syringe. Yeah. No, like, don't move so fast. Yeah.
It was pretty funny to me that this big mystery that they wanted to hide was solved by him just walking down the hall pretty much. Like,
one was so close
to do that.
Yeah.
It's like, don't go through the door.
Yeah. I don't know.
We need to learn how Muldiver also obviously cryoed herself somehow.
That's the thing. Like, is she actually dead or is that like, what is?
Oh,
like,
she's
like,
dead.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she's probably dead, but I don't know how she got to that point. Because clearly she was not part of Vault-Tec.
Yeah, we learned that story. Sure. Yeah.
Well, I think the obvious implication there that was the mother that helped her.
I missed that part.
What do you mean?
You think that was implied?
Yeah.
Lucy's mom. It was a ghoul there, or the dead thing that was there.
Yeah.
Was Lucy's mom, and that was implied. I didn't catch that. So I know what you meant now. I didn't really catch
that. That was my read on it.
I read that Lucy's mom. I thought Lucy's mom wasn't a Vault-Tec person, though.
She was in a vault. She left the vault.
Yeah, I don't think she was a Vault-Tec person, but she was part of the vault. I thought they were.
She had to know the story. She had to know everything. Yeah,
but again, Muldiver was from 200 plus years ago, so she was before anyone born in a vault was born.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It's not fresh in my head now.
No, she probably just got in or snuck in somehow with Vault-Tec, I would say, or somehow.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, there's more story to find there. I am glad, if we go to the very end, that, like I said, that Lucy did not actually kill her dad. I think that would have broken her too much. And I don't love that they made him like full on like a total asshole that killed their mother. Basically, I think that's I don't know. I didn't like that. I wanted him.
I think
to
it's
be
driving
more
the point home.
Gray
I think
area.
It's driving. No, I think it's driving the point home of Vault-Tec and how bad they are.
I suppose
it's giving a face to the corporation. That's what it's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it just because I expect that kind of thing out of the Fallout games because. a lot of it is like it's very dark and it's the comedy that really helps like make you be like, oh, this is entirely depressing, like something like Last of Us or whatever, like
is the comedy has to be there for it.
But I just thought it really secured and cemented her father as being like an absolute piece of shit. It's like, okay, it's it's not like questionable anymore how involved he was, right? It wasn't like, oh, you're just some run of the mill Vault Tech employee. It's like, no, you were upper management. You were, you know, privy to a lot of their knowledge and inner secrets, and you even sacrificed your wife for the company profits and experiments, stuff like that. So it's like,
So what did you guys think of the post credits?
I'm excited.
I'm excited. I mean, I don't even know much about the story yet. Mike, you got to be super psyched, right?
Oh, yeah. New Vegas, like I said, I didn't realize that there was Mr. House there, too. So I expect him to be alive in this playthrough, maybe, and that we will see him.
Yeah. So that is the interesting thing that a lot of the community has been speculating on, right? Because there are very few signs which were the canonical endings, right? Because all these games have multiple different endings that you can take.
Yeah.
And one of them is the fate of New Vegas and who is in charge of it at the end of the game. And like Mike was alluding to, you can just kill Mr. House in a couple of these. And with this being, you know, 20 years, I think, past New Vegas in the timeline, it'll be interesting where they fall on that canon. Hey, this is the canon that we're going with.
I would love for it to be New Vegas run by the Courier. That would be funny to me. That's the player character.
Maybe. Maybe.
And who knows what we're going to get? You basically take Mr. House's place and run the place yourself.
Can you? Or is it like an op? I don't know. I'm playing the game. Never mind. Don't ask too many questions about the game. But even though it's been out forever, I understand the spoilers out there. But I'm playing the game. The show got me wanting to play what New Vegas is. I'm like, oh, what is this? So it got me interested. You know, that's what I love about it. It's fantastic handoff to the gaming world. Here you go.
Because you like the ghoul so much, like.
Yeah.
New Vegas is definitely more of a, like, Fallout 3, it's like, oh, I'm looking for my dad. Fallout 4, it's like, oh, I'm looking for my son.
Yeah.
New Vegas is like, I'm looking for revenge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's start. I mean, yeah, absolutely. So it is a revenge story. Yeah, it's great. So I'm excited for what season 2 is going to bring, without a doubt. I can't wait. Obviously, I hope it was in pre-production already. I hope it was. But
yeah, I really hope we get it within 2 years or so. Like, that would be my...
Yeah,
I mean, if scenario for that,
they obviously only recently renewed it. But if they had started pre-production on before official renewal, you know, we might get it end of next year, maybe probably early 2026. I'm thinking is what the more like a March, February, March launch again. So that's what I'm thinking could happen. And this time around, I bet you it's weekly releases. I don't think they're gonna release the whole season.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
But I think so, right? Water cooler talk. You need it. You need it. Yeah. You already have it, but it's would be even more. You know,
yeah, I think they might have been worried, and it's weird, right? Because like as we get more information as consumers, but also the companies get that, I feel like when you go the binge method, it's kind of like they want to get people's they want to keep people's interest, right? I think in this modern era of like TikTok mini, you know, consumption of content, right, where it's like 2-3 minutes at tops, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they feel like somebody sat down to watch 30 minutes to 60 minutes of an episode, they're like, get them watching the next one, right? Get them watching the next one. Because that's my...
They lose interest too fast.
It's like, they get distracted. Like, right?
Yeah.
Because, and I'll point, right, to Invincible Season 2 again, right? Where it's like, oh, we took a break and kind of just our momentum was halted and stuff like that.
Absolutely. I'm not saying, please do not take a break mid-season on this. I'm just saying, you release them weekly. So... Yeah. All right.
But overall, I mean, great show. And I just want to shout out the locations, the CGI, the effects, the practical ones, the costuming. Yeah. All that was fantastic.
Like,
there were very few points where I ever was like, oh, I don't believe this, right? Like, I don't think.
Usually the stim packs. That was about it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But like everything, I was like, wow, the sets are great. Like the costuming, all that stuff. Just fantastic. Really, like, I couldn't ask for a better adaptation.
I thought it was great. Fantastic.
Ghoul medicine was a new weird thing too.
We think it's ghoul medicine. Is it ghoul medicine? We don't know that yet.
There's two types of ghoul medicine. There's the ghoul medicine that keeps the ghoul from going feral.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then there's ghoul medicine that turns you into a ghoul.
We don't know if that's what we got. Yeah, but maybe that's what we got. But we do.
I feel bad for that guy. We didn't talk about him.
That's okay. He was fine, though. He's good.
I enjoyed his back and forth and like the chemistry he had with Maximus, aka Titus.
Yeah.
And just to go back real quick, like I loved how like Maximus was so unhinged in the first half of the series Because, like, he went from, like, oh, I'm bonding with this guy. I'll even brand this motherfucker. And then, like, he's like, damn it, I knew I shouldn't have said anything. And he's, like, trying to kill him. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, Maximus. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, all right. I think it's going to wrap up the spoiler cast, folks. Hope you enjoyed this episode. More spoiler cast coming your way, probably for the X-Men next. So stay tuned for that stuff. Check out the regular episodes if you're just viewing this on Twitch or on YouTube. Subscribe and like and leave us a comment. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys soon.